This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, for more on the fiscal cliff and what it means for you, let's get to our Money Matters segment in which we look at how the big economic issues of the day affect your wallet. Patty Hirsch is the senior producer of personal finance at Marketplace, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Patty, is there another analogy we ought to be using besides fiscal cliff? I mean, it sounds pretty scary.
Yeah, it is. I think it's a very effective analogy. I don't think we need another one. I mean, essentially what it's saying is that, you know, if the fiscal cliff happens or if this sequence of events occurs, then spending will fall like a man tumbling off the edge of a cliff and the economy could go with it. I think it's a very effective analogy.
Explain exactly what happens if we do go over that fiscal cliff.
Two things will push us off the fiscal cliff, right? Firstly, there's these cuts to government budgets, which could leave a lot of people out of work and therefore spending less. And then the expiry of these tax cuts, which means that taxes would rise for many people and therefore those people would spend less. So what we're talking about is a lot less spending by a lot of people and therefore a contraction in the economy.
And, you know, we spoke earlier this week with Mohammed El Arian at PIMCO, the world's largest bond fund, who said that that would translate to a cut of at least a percent, maybe more, in growth in this country.
Right, because, you know, the economy, our economy is so dependent on consumer spending that if you've got a bunch of people that stop spending, like a significant proportion of the population decides to stop spending, to stop buying stuff, it means less stuff's going to get made. Therefore, there's less demand. So companies are going to hire less. In fact, they might start laying people off. And that's going to see like this real squeeze on the economy. It's going to be very unpleasant.
So is there anything that people can do to prepare for this? Obviously, we don't know if we're going to go off the fiscal cliff, and we might not know until, I don't know, what, an hour before we get to the fiscal cliff. But is there anything people can do to prepare either way?
Well, you know, here's the thing. If you're one of these people who might lose their jobs, if your job is threatened, then the one thing you should really do is get as fat as emergency fund as you possibly can, you know, because you want to have a cushion there that can cushion you through any hard times. And obviously, there's not a lot of time before the end of the year,
right.
But those job cuts may not happen until, you know, later on in the year. Now, if you're part of a group whose taxes might go up, and the chances are that you are, because these tax increases, if they all kick in, will affect 90% of U.S. households in some way. We could see like $3,500 go up in taxes on each person. So, you know, you need to find out whether or not you're going to be affected. You need to get with a tax advisor, start reading and find out what you're in for and then prepare that way.
Okay, so get with your tax advisor, have an emergency fund. I feel like you'd be telling us this even if there weren't a fiscal cliff on the way, Patty.
It's true. These are the usual personal finance bromides. It's true.
Patty Hirsch, senior producer of personal finance. You can find out more about the fiscal cliff by going to our website, marketplace.org, and watching Patty's whiteboard video all about it. Patty, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.